Okay, hi everybody. I just recorded all of this and then I decided I didn't like listening to the sound of my own voice, so here I am again. Hi, it's Jenna. I was just talking about how much I hate recording intros for podcasts because I'm having a stroke. I hate recording intros because it's super fucking awkward. Here's the bullet point version of what I want to say in this intro. Number one, I took a hiatus from the podcast primarily because being a person is hard, and secondarily because this podcast started as very based in it being about therapy and about therapy adjacent things. And now I've decided to evolve the podcast into still talking about therapy and therapy adjacent things, but also just talking about life with the people that I love and talking about like the human condition. When it was so based in therapy, I ended up talking to a lot of people about like modalities and theories, and I love that shit, but I do it for like 60 hours a week, so I'd like to just talk to my people about things that we talk about. And my other bullet point of my intro, besides hating intros and being back, is I can't remember. Who knows? I have my sister here, though. My little sister's here.
Hello.
And she's just here to talk to me. So my name's Jenna, and I'm here to talk with my sister about sisterhood, and we'll see where it takes us. And maybe I'll remember my third bullet point by the end of this conversation, but hi, Emmy.
Hi.
You want me to call you Emmy for this?
Sure.
Do you want to introduce yourself as whoever you are?
I guess my full name is Emily. No one calls me that anymore. But you can also call me Emmy, or if you're Jen, you call me Booze. And that's it. That's who I am.
Emmy's my little sister. I was about to say, like, we've been sisters for our whole life. My whole life. Our whole life.
No, there was a part of my life where we weren't sisters. Like, what are you talking about?
Listen. Emmy's my sister. She's my little sister. We're 4 years apart. And, I think my third bullet point, and this might not be relevant when I release this, but who knows, is that the worst thing that's ever happened to humanity, that's not true. A lot of fucking horrible things have happened to humanity. But one of the worst things of my lifetime happened, like, yesterday, and that is the 2024 election. And I'm just gonna say that. And while I really would love to acknowledge that and talk about it, I'm so burnt of talking about it and being scared and thinking about what this means for me and my community and my communities and the people that I love. And so at some point I'll probably talk for a full 45 fucking minutes or longer about the election, but I don't want it to not be acknowledged that I know that shit happened. We know that shit happened.
Do we want to have a moment of silence for it?
There it is.
That's it.
We were silent. I want to acknowledge that it happened. And also we want to talk about just like fucking bullshit. Because it's been a minute since we've talked about bullshit. I don't think I've ever said that word so many times. I don't like that word.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't like that word. I'm going to say a word that I really hate.
Okay.
Like, I hate it.
Okay.
And I don't know why I hate this word so much.
The buildup is crazy.
Well, like, other people say it and it doesn't bother me. And I don't hate it for, like, what it means at all. Like, I'm not, like, I just hate the way it feels in my mouth. Do you have words like that? I'm going to say it, but I'm going to be so embarrassed of saying it.
Okay.
Can you say it if I mouth it to you?
Probably not.
Why?
I'm not very good at reading lips.
What if I text it?
Yeah, sure.
I mouthed it. You really can't read lips.
I warned you. Oh, bastard.
I hate that word.
For the first couple times, I thought you were saying master. And I was like, okay. Bastard? I don't think I've ever used it in my life.
Why would you?
I
don't hate the meaning of it. Like, I don't hate.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, whatever.
I like what it stands for the most part.
I like the principle.
I like the idea of it.
Like, I don't.
It's kind of ugly.
It's an ugly word.
Yeah.
It's like there's other words. Do you remember when we were kids? So we're talking about sisterhood. So let's just dive right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when we were kids? We had a sleepover and you were a little, you were probably, do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm sure I do.
And it was like, it had to be like 12 and you were maybe 8 and I was like, same.
I was like, okay, for full context, you're like under a blanket fort.
There was a blanket fort in the living room.
And I was like sweating bullets because
I was
because you were like, say boobs. And I was like, I don't want to. Because I was 8. And you're like, just say it. And I was like, I don't want to.
Why didn't you want to?
I don't know. It felt wrong.
Like an embarrassing word? Or was it like, did you think it was a cuss word? I mean,
probably
I guess it.
Both.
Quote, is it a cuss word?
No. Not really.
So, like, because, yeah, I remember it being there and being like, just say boobs. And you were like, no.
Yeah, I was like,
I mean, it's a safe place. And you were like, I don't want to. And I was like, it's fine. And I remember it being so sweet because you were like, you finally were like, boobs.
Yeah. I know. Oh. It was bad. Even reminiscing about it makes me sweat. Makes me nervous.
So sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you. When I was, like, 10... I was listening to the radio. I was in love with Bon Jovi, right? And I was listening to the radio and I found out that he cussed. And I was fucking heartbroken, dude. I was like, not my Bon Jovi saying the F word. I don't even think he said the F word. He probably said damn on fucking public radio. And I was like, you've got to be fucking with me right now. I was so mad.
I don't know how I started cussing, but I do remember the first time I cussed in front of Mom.
The Scooby-Doo time?
So there's an iconic Wii game that's Scooby-Doo
Mystery Incorporated. Iconic.
I love that game. I would play it right now.
Okay, I'll buy it. I'll buy it after this.
I'll play it right now. I'll probably finish that game by tomorrow.
It's a fun game.
Anyways. Jesus Christ. I was playing that game and Mom was taking her naps. And she comes out right at the moment where I died in some way, shape, or form.
Like fell off a cliff or something?
Yeah, in a Scooby-Doo game. Like, I'm not... Whatever. And I yell fuck as she's walking out. And she's like, what did you say? And I go, freak?
Freak?
With no confidence at all. Because there's
that's not
no,
what
it's
you
not
said.
Gonna sell. Like,
nope.
No.
That's not what you said.
And then ever since then, I just started cussing.
That was the end of it for you. I don't remember... When I started cussing, I do remember that time with the Scooby-Doo game.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious to me. I think about it all the time. Like, I think about how we were playing the game and you went, fuck. And Mom came out and was like, huh? And I was like, oh, shit.
That's pretty iconic.
Yeah. I'm going to look for that Scooby-Doo game. What's one of your earliest memories of each other?
That's a great question.
Let's see. I don't know if this is one of my earliest memories. Let's see. I remember, like, helping you walk. Oh yeah, I think about that all the time. I remember like holding your hands and walking backwards while you toddled.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was pretty cute. Yeah, that was really cute.
I don't think my first memories are cute.
Of me?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Well, because we're being honest, you weren't the nicest to me for a long time.
Really?
From my perspective.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But also, I think I block out a lot of my memories. One of my earliest memories was... You were mad at our parents for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, Jen, you need to calm down. And you're like, get out of my room.
Oh my God.
And I did. And so I left your room and I went to my own room. And I was like, God, she's such a bitch.
Oh my God.
I was also like, I don't know. I feel like I was too old for it to be my first memory. Yeah, because I was probably like between 10 and 12.
Oh yeah, I didn't start getting mad until I was like 14. Like I was a really good kid until, I was really, really a good kid until I was like 13, 14.
Yeah, so I was between like 10. So you were like 14 to 16.
I remember helping you walk. I remember, dude, do you remember when, for some reason, like, there was these teenage boys, you were little, You were probably like 3 or 4 because I was 8-ish, maybe 7 or 8. Maybe I was a little bit older, but so you were pretty little. Anyway, these teenage boys had like fucking ran away from home or something and came to the house. And we didn't know them. Like, we did not know them. Like, we never met these boys ever. And like, they came to the house. It was like, probably like 7 or 8 p.m. And mom answered the door and was like, they were like, we need a place to go. And mom was like, yeah, sure. So they came in and they sat on when we had the purple couch.
Mm-hmm.
No, when we had the blue couch upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like, I was 9 and you were 5 or whatever. And I thought these like 15-year-old boys were hot. I couldn't, whatever. I was 7 yeah. or 8 or 9. I was between those ages, like, and whatever. And I was like, oh my God, they're so cute. And so we put on, this is so stupid. We put on like Native American music. Cause that's, we didn't have like any, we just had the CDs and mom had that Native American CD, mm-hmm. like traditional. And we put that shit on. And you and I grabbed each other's hands, like fucking Goofy movie style. You know the Goofy movie where they spin around mm-hmm. in a disco? I think it's the second Goofy movie, the second one?
I think so.
Goofy 2? Goofy Unleashed? What the fuck
Goofy
are they called?
Goofy Unleashed?
Listen, I don't know what the Goofy...
It's definitely not that.
Whatever. We grabbed each other's hands and spun around. Holding each other at arm's length like this goofy movie to impress these boys.
That's so impressive.
It didn't work. Which is probably good, because that would have been an issue if these 15-year-olds went mm-hmm. for 9-year-olds. So mm-hmm. that's good. I remember that. What other memories do I have? Dude, I literally will get emotional if I think about this, and I'm going to. And I'm going to talk about it. We went to Dos Hombres, right? We went to Dos Hombres every week with grandma and mom every mm-hmm. Sunday.
I was just talking about Dos Hombres.
Dos Hombres is so bad, but it's so good.
It's so bad, but it's so good.
It's, like, so bad.
I was just talking about this the other day, because I was like, it's... Well, because the person I was with, I was like, I don't want Mexican. And they're like, but you like Taco Bell. And I was like, yeah, because it's Dos Hombres. Like, hello?
Literally.
Of course I like Taco Bell.
Did you say you don't like Mexican?
I do.
Is that what you... I'm sorry, I thought you just said you don't... You said they you don't like want Mexican.
Yeah, I don't want Mexican.
Got it. Dos Hombres is garbage, and I hate Taco Bell, so I can't really, but, like, I'll have Dos Hombres every fucking time I go to that town.
I haven't had it in a while, but...
Let's go on a road trip for Dos.
I will.
I love that our entire childhood, like, I didn't know it was called Dos Hombres until I was, like, 15. I thought it was Dos.
Dos, yeah.
Anyway, so we were at Dos with mom and grandma, and you were probably, like, 6, whatever. Who fucking knows? You were littler than me, as you've always been. And you, like, spilled your Shirley Temple or something, mm-hmm. like, made a little bit of a mess. And you went, dude, I'm gonna cry. Holy shit. You went, oopsie daisy. And it was, I think about it probably weekly. It was so cute. And it was so, like, innocent, and just this like little girl going oopsie daisy.
Oh, that was like such a cute
you were kid. A cute kid, dude. Oh my God, you were such a fucking cute kid, like always.
Oh,
like I don't think you ever had a not cute moment.
I'm sure I did.
No, dude, like I was ugly, like straight ugly from like, I was cute until I was probably, like, I was probably 9 in that one fucking school picture where I look fucking zonked. You know the one. I'm wearing, oh my God, it's my, yeah, I was 9. So I was cute until 9, and then I was ugly until, like, 15, 16.
I don't want to say that.
Like, hard ugly. That fourth grade fucking picture, though.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I look like that?
I'm pretty sure it's my fourth grade one that also looks bad because mom cut my hair.
Oh my God.
She cut, well, got my hair cut to my ears.
So bad.
It was so bad. I look like Dora, but butchered.
No, you looked awful.
I looked so bad. Fourth grade overall was a bad year for me. It started off with a bad haircut.
Dude, fourth grade was bad for me. That's when my tooth fell out.
Oh, I got ostracized.
I got it chipped. Me too. I was bullied.
Yeah.
Like a motherfucker.
Fourth grade sucks. Did you know that the school, like, I guess it's the school, offered to mom and dad for me to skip fourth grade, and they said no? Well, because I was, like, above my
grade. Right, and they said no.
Yeah, they said no. That would have saved me a lot of issues.
I was supposed to skip, I think, second grade, and they said no, because they were like, no, we don't want her to be, like, they didn't, like, I remember mom being like, we don't want you to be, like, seen as blah, 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 like, special in that way. Bro.
I wasn't gifted and talented. I was in a little office space by myself.
I hated being gifted and
talented. I was already
fucking ostracized.
I was already seen as that.
And that school's gifted and talented program was garbage.
Yeah. They taught me hieroglyphics. At one point. Like, what am I going to do with that?
I had my first gifted and talented teacher was cool as fuck. The second one, garbage. Like, they just couldn't keep one because it was, like, they didn't have a curriculum, they didn't have fucking anything, and they paid them horribly.
Yeah, they were just like, take all these smart kids and teach them something that we, whatever you want.
They taught me chess.
That's cool.
One time, like, one of the ones, I think it was my fourth or fifth grade one, did, like, handwriting analysis.
Yeah.
Which, like, at the time, I was like, fuck, yeah, that's cool, but, like,
I think it was my sixth grade one that just had us solve Rubik's Cubes. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Gifted and talented.
What's another first memory? Oh, our band that we had.
Our band. Streetlights?
Mm-hmm. I talk about that all the time.
Dude, that was cool.
Yeah. That's one of my good first memories of you.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, I have other ones, but...
Well, that's not too late. I was probably 8 or 9 when Streetlights was... Debuting.
Making our debut.
What did we even, like, you were a drummer.
I was the drummer, you were the guitar and vocals.
I can't do either of those things.
I remember, I was like, we could sing together. And you were like, no.
So I was still a dick.
I was like, okay, I'll just be on my drums back here.
Yeah, I was still a dick. I remember, what other things do I remember? I remember reading something about the oldest sister fucking thing. When I was little, like, I'm not little, but I was, like, probably in fucking gifted and talented or something. And they gave me some fucking poem about being the oldest sister and how that feels. And I was, like, 11. And I was, like, I'm going to have an existential crisis about this poem and how being the oldest sister, especially of a little girl, feels in your heart. Oh, my God. I remember that and being, like, I can't exist in this world anymore. Like, I think that was my moment of, like... God, that was worse than puberty, dude.
Yeah. I always think about how it's different from your perspective.
For sure. Like, it was good. Like, I like being an older sister. I like being your older sister. I always liked it.
Well, that's good. I hope so.
Yeah, you were a good little sister. You were sweet. Do you ever feel protective of each other?
Yes.
Do you remember a time... When you defended one another? Dude, what the kind of fucking question is that? Yeah, I've never not felt protective.
Yeah.
Literally anyone comes near you and my whole body, like, I can't do it. It's so stressful. Yes, absolutely I've felt protective.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, my entire life I remember feeling that way. Like, I don't remember a time where I didn't feel it. I do remember times where you've protected me. Mostly from fucking meanies. Like, you've protected me a lot in adulthood, for sure. Like, since we've gotten out of the house.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you just, like, have shown up for me in times that were, like, not so hot. Or, like, you know... There was that one year of my life that, like, you listened and you sat with me and I was a fucking disaster and you were just there. And, like, I, you know, like, I didn't need you to fucking go beat anybody up.
I was ready to, though. I was ready. You said you, I was waiting for the green light.
Yeah, I know.
I always am.
Like, what I needed was, like, without even saying it, you gave me exactly what I needed. Like, you sat and you listened, and I didn't have to go to bed alone, and I didn't have to be alone, and I didn't, like, that was protecting me. And I knew you were there. I knew you would love me through it, and I knew that I could trust you with all of me. And I needed that so badly then, and I needed so badly to be a disaster and to be scared and to, like, you know, and my fucking biggest trauma response, if you haven't noticed, is fight. And so I was a mess, and I was scared, and I was a dick, and you just loved me through it. Like,
you can do the same for me. Well, because my biggest trauma response is, I don't know the technical term, but it's to shut down, for sure.
Please!
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then just stuff it away until it goes away.
I know you do. I do not. I'm not. I'm expressive. I can't not be. Yeah, I don't know. I think you protected me the most then. I remember times when we were kids where, like, you would say, like, that's my sister.
Yeah.
So.
I still defend you and want to protect you, even from anybody or nobody.
Thanks.
Yeah. I could be harmless and, like, my ears perk up. I'm like, that's my sister.
Like, people could say fucking anything about you. I remember, I don't even know what had happened. Somebody said something about you that was, like, just, like, so nothing. And I felt like I was ready to, like, go on a rampage. Like, I think mm-hmm. they said, like, oh, you know, your sister, she's kind of what a blah, 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 whatever, right? I don't remember what it was or even who it was, but I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to speak to that person again. Mm-hmm. I think I posted, like, all sorts of fucking social media shit about, like, just so everybody knows, I, like, am my sister's keeper. Like, don't you dare fucking come near her.
Mm-hmm.
And they came near you, and I was pissed.
I'm the same way with you. You know that. I'm like your guard dog.
What's one thing about each other that people wouldn't expect or might be surprised to know?
Wait, what?
What's one thing about each other that people wouldn't suspect or might be surprised to know? So, like, what's one thing about you? I don't think that people expect you or might be surprised to know. People would be surprised to know that you play trombone. That's a surprise for sure. I don't think people expect you to be as fucking scary as you are.
Yeah.
You're mean, dude.
Yeah.
Like, people do not expect that for sure.
No, not at all.
You're so fucking mean.
You can be really fucking scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's unexpected.
Well, and there's, like, very, very few people that have ever seen it, especially to, like, the full extent like you have. You're probably the only person on the planet that has seen that side of me to, like, the fullest extent. And it scares me. It's me.
Yeah, I think that and your trombone playing. What else would people be surprised to know about you? I don't know. I don't know. That's my answer.
I think people would be surprised to know that you're... I'm trying to think of the word.
How can I help you?
The only word that I'm thinking of is free-flowing, but that's not what I'm looking
for. Free-flowing?
That's not what I'm looking for, though.
I'm a free spirit?
You're more laid back than you let on.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Especially now that I live here. Every time the house is, like, a little bit of a mess, I'm like, oh, she's gonna be mad. And then you're not. I'm like, oh.
Oh. Thanks.
Yeah.
I think, like, well, thank you. Laid back has never been a word used to describe me.
Yeah, I think people would be surprised to know that.
That I'm not so fucking horrible. Like, that I'm not a, what is the word? I don't know. Like, I think that that's been, I get that. I really do like being, like, a fucking simple person and, like, easy to be around.
Yeah.
And I guess I've heard that before, like, that it's surprising when I'm not, difficult. what's a personality trait of your sisters that you admire? And how has that been has that admiration changed over the years?
Personality trait you admire and how it's changed over the years?
Yeah.
You go first.
God, dude, I'm gonna get sad or something. I'm gonna get emotional. I admire how strong you are. Like, you've gone through a fuckload of shit and you just, like, keep going. And, like, you handle it and, like, you know, you have, like, a pretty good sense of, like, handling. Like, I think that's another thing that, like, people might be surprised by. Like, you seem much more, like, you have, like, moments, right, of, like, hard, big emotions, but, like, you're strong. Like, you've been through way more than most people, and you, like, survive. And I admire that. And I admire how you're able to be more laid back and be more, like, easy to, like, be around and, like, go with the flow. And, like, you know, you don't, you just can be really, really, I hate this word, but, like, chill. I know, I don't know, like, you're just, like, laid back. Like, you just are laid back, and I admire that about you. I admire your humor, your sense of humor a lot, and, like, your ability to be who you are in those spaces and, like, genuinely laugh and, like, genuinely just, like, let, I guess, expectations go a little bit. And I admire your your ability to, like, compartmentalize and show up for, like, the present moment and be where you need to be right then and there. I don't know, like, how has my admiration changed over the years? I don't have an answer to that. Like, it just continues to grow and evolve. I've admired a lot of things about your personality. So, yep.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I always admired your confidence. Well, because that's, like, the biggest thing from being the little sister is, like, I've watched you evolve and become the person that you are. But you've always been confident. Like, I'm just now starting to break out of my shell, probably, like, fully. But I think you've always been that way.
Thank you.
At least to me.
Well, thank you.
And your tenacity, too.
Whoa, that's a good word, dude.
I was on the tip of my tongue for the longest time.
Look at her go.
I was like, wow.
So many T's and N's in that.
And a C.
And a C even.
And there's even a Y.
Whoa. Tenacity.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's a good word. Well, thank you. That's a very nice thing to say.
Mm-hmm. You've always been, like, unapologetically you, which is something that I admire.
It's 11-11.
Make a wish.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway, I did not mean to interrupt you complimenting me, but I felt like you needed to know that. Thank you. I have always found it hard to not be me. I've tried to be not Jenna. doesn't go very well. It doesn't even, like, not go well. I just can't do it.
I can.
Be not
me. Be not me. I did it for a long, 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 long time.
I think, like, I know that. And that makes me sad a lot of the time. I remember always kind of thinking that. But I also think that, you know, as much as I do really appreciate that and, like, respect that about myself, too. Like, I appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate that about myself, and I like that I'm relatively authentic. I also think that sometimes I should keep my mouth shut, or people, like, I'm, like, quite a bit less, whatever, I'm likable until certain settings, whatever, and you're good at knowing when to maybe not, like, not be yourself, because I don't want that to be the case, right? Like, I don't want you to not be you, but you're good at knowing when to, like, turn the volume down on certain parts of you in certain settings, and I've admired that, like, your ability to be like, okay, like, this is not the hill I want to die on, or, like, okay, like, I don't have to, like, you know, show up in this space so loudly and largely.
I think it's the opposite for me. Like, yeah, I have, like, the ability to do that, but I've just, like, lived in the shadows for a long time. I'm like, oh, I don't have to do that anymore. I never had to, I just did.
Yeah.
So it's, like, the opposite.
When do you think you stopped living in the shadows?
Probably, like, this year.
How did you manage to do that? Like, how did you do that? How did that change?
Well, to myself, I, like, really looked at who I was, I guess. I was, like, all this, like, mousy person that's, like, afraid to step on anyone's toes.
Mm.
And, like, I didn't take up any space anywhere. I was like, I don't want to be like that. I want to be loud and take up space and be, like, confident and have an opinion. And not be so agreeable all the time.
Sure.
Because, like, yeah, like, it's a good quality to have in some situations, but I made it my whole personality to an extent.
Yeah, I get that. Good job. That's a hard thing to break out of.
Yeah, I'm still breaking out of it.
What do you think has, like, helped you break out of it?
Probably living here.
Oh. Cool.
Partially.
Yeah.
But I don't know, really. It's just, like, a switch kind of flipped.
When you started. That's good.
Yeah.
It's really hard to be inauthentic and be...
Well, because it was, like, a crossroads for me. I was like, I either go down the same path that I've gone down for probably over a decade, where I'm, like, whoever, like, whatever people want me to be,
mm-hmm.
or I take a hard right and turn into somebody that I like.
Yeah, dude. You took a hard right.
I took a hard right. I took a hard right so hard it was almost a U-turn.
So funny. Well, thanks. Is there something that you think only the two of you, quote unquote, so is there something that you think only the two of you get, like, in quotes, about each other that no one really understands?
Probably. We're, like,
yeah.
Telepathic.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things about each other that, like, nobody else understands.
Yeah.
Like, where do I...
It's almost, like, indescribable
mm-hmm.
to people. I think about it all the time. I'm like, oh, my sister would understand that, but yeah, no, like, one else will.
You get it. Like, and I can tell you things that, like, don't make any fucking sense and mm-hmm. are super, like, whatever they are, right? Like... I don't know. And, like, yeah, you're, like, telepathic. Like, I'm pretty sure right now we could try it. Should we try it?
I don't know if we should try it.
Yeah, no joke. There's been so many times that I've been, like, just, like, looked at you and been like, oh, yeah. And it's, like, crazy the times that I've been like, hey, earlier when we shared that look, were you thinking that mowing the lawn while balancing a cheesecake on your head would be really funny. And while we were at that funeral, and you're like, oh my God, that's so funny, because that's like beat for beat what I was thinking.
Well, it's like
last, why would you be thinking about that?
Like last night, a perfect example is we didn't talk about the cat litter. Who was going to get it?
We didn't talk about any of the cat litter.
We were just like, oh, we don't have any. And then you were about to order, and I had already ordered it.
I almost ordered double. Yeah, and you were like, I ordered cat litter, and I was like, oh shit, I have cat litter in my cart.
And the right same now. Thing happened with toilet paper.
Yeah.
I bought it, and then you came home
with toilet paper.
And I was like,
yeah, we're good at that. We're
good at that.
That's a good example. I think there's, like, a lot of things that only us get. And then, like, we've also, like, there's just the, like, real fact of, like, there's experiences that only, have, like, we have had together. Like, maybe everybody has had the experience of going to Hawaii with their family, but nobody has had the experience of going to Hawaii with their family like we.
No. Mm-mm.
Or whatever, right? Like, with our family. Or, like, there's so much shit, like... Nobody gets how funny Lincoln Perk is. It's hilarious. And I could tell this, the podcast listeners right now, exact the whole fucking story.
And they might chuckle.
They might chuckle.
But it's hilarious.
It's fucking genius. It's hilarious. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of shit that we get about each other.
I think it's crazy that there's some siblings that's a hard question for. Sisters that are like, yeah, they don't get it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's, like, I hear a lot of stories, like, just as a, you know, person and therapist and friends and whatever, of, like, sibling relationships that, like, oh, yeah, I'm not, like, yeah, my siblings are close. Like, my sister and I are like, yeah, we know each other. Mm-hmm. We're like, yeah, yeah, we like each other. Like, we're close. And I'm like, how is there people out there that don't have, like, I get it. Like, and that fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's crazy and sad that, like, there's, yeah, sibling relationships out there that aren't this.
Yeah.
Or anywhere, like, that don't have any concept of this.
Well, because, like, to other people, I'll be like, yeah, my sister is, like, my best friend. But that doesn't really encapsulate it.
Mm-hmm.
To the full extent. Nothing really does.
Yep.
Like, I could say, you're my best friend, you're my sister, you're whatever. You're my twin flame. And that's all true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough. There's not enough words to describe, like, yeah, she's my sister. And I say that, like, I'm like, yeah, my sister's my best friend. Like, she and I are super fucking close. We're, like, inseparable. Mm-hmm. We've been inseparable.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was a dick.
Especially in adulthood, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's my person. And, like, everyone's like, oh, how cute. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't get it.
You don't,
like,
get it.
Like, I don't know how to explain it in a different way.
I don't either.
Like, it's my sister. She's, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
She's been everything in my entire fucking life. Like, how do you not get, I don't know. And I can't explain it, because, like, it's literally indescribable. And that's been, like, yeah, I remember being, that's been one constant through my life, is, like, you have been my fucking son. Like, S-U-N. Let's all clarify here.
Like, I was telling you the other day how, to me, you're, like, the light in the lighthouse, always calling me home. And that's how you've been forever. Like, you're a constant that I can always look to feel, like, safe and loved and all the good things.
Okay, I'm gonna cry.
If you cry, I'm not looking.
No, don't, dude. Like, yeah, like, you've always been everything. Like, you, like, live in my brain, you, like, live in my heart, like, since I can remember. Like, it's been like Emmy, like, everything I think about has to go back to you. Like,
Yeah, anything ever happens to me, whether it's good, bad, or neutral, I'm like, oh, I need to tell my sister.
Yeah, it's like, sometimes I forget when I, like, oh, did I tell you this happened? Because, like, in my head, you were there for every step of the way. Like, you just, like, are in my, like, you're with me all the time. And, like, oh, my God, yeah, I remember since I was, like, my entire life, you've been like, it's her. Like, this is what we do. Like, we take care of her. We make sure she's okay. We make sure she has something. Like, we go to Emmy. We have Emmy. I remember, like, so many times, like, little, maybe these are some of my earliest memories. Like, just, like, you coming into my room in the middle of the night. And you were little, like, you were like a toddler. You fucking had a crib still. And you had gotten out of your crib and walked into my room. And I remember, like, stealing all of the fucking cushions from every couch in the house at 3 a.m. and setting up a little bed for you on my floor. Like, I was fucking, 6 years old. And I was like, okay, she's sleeping in here. And we're gonna make sure she has a fucking good bed. And we're making it right now. And, like, mom and dad would wake up and be like, none of the couches have cushions on them. Like, what happened in the last 8 hours? Like, I don't know. I remember that. And I remember being like, it just made sense to me pretty intrinsically as a kid. Like, you came into my room and I don't ever remember being like, why are you in here? Like, the times that I was a bitch, like, I remember being like, I don't remember that, but imagine. But I do remember times, like, you came in and you didn't say anything and I didn't say anything. And I was like, here's your bed now. Like, here you go. Because I just have always, like, some, like, Jenna doesn't have jack shit to do with it. Like, it's not about my brain knowing to look for you. Like, my whole body knows to look for Emmy.
Well, it's almost like when we feel like really big emotions, the other person can feel it.
Yeah. How many times have we texted each other in the middle of the day and been like, are you okay? And I've had to be like, are you okay? And you've been like, how did you know?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. And like, how many times have you asked if I'm okay? And I'm like, it's, like, something, like, dumb or something big, right? Like, you ask if I'm okay, and I'm like, how did you know that, like, I just had, like, a pretty big thing happen to me? Like, I think that one night, yeah, when I, in that hard year, you didn't text to ask if I was okay. But I think you texted me out of the blue to just say, like, I love you. And I was like, I think you said, like, I love you. And I'm so glad you're here. And I was like, how the fuck does she know? Like, how the fuck does she know?
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Well, it's like right before I started living here. I didn't say anything. And I think you texted me. You're like, are you okay? And I was like, no.
Like, get a load of this.
I was like, oh, you just wait. I'm on the way to your house with boxes. But it is crazy.
Yeah, dude, it's like you're like my body just knows to look for Emmy.
I always say it's like we're twins, but we're 4 years apart.
I've said that too.
I say that all the time.
Do you want Twizzler?
Yeah.
Dude.
And I'll have my fig bar because I'm an old lady.
You're an old lady with your fig bars.
So old.
Insane.
I just keep eating fig bars.
I mean, I think I'm gonna age.
You're gonna age? Yeah? Is there more? I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm on the edge of my seat that I've sat in all day.
Please listen to me. Are you okay, first of all?
Yeah.
The whole sitting in one seat all day? Do we need to talk about that?
No. I like my seat.
Do you want a Twizzler?
Yeah.
Listeners, Emmy got me these Twizzlers, and that's like, I cried. I actually cried. She was like, did you see that I got you Twizzlers? And what happened? Tears out of my eyeballs.
Yeah, because when I ordered the cat litter last night, I was like, oh, I'd go for some candy. And I was like, no, I should probably get Jen some, too.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I know she likes Twizzlers because you stole all of them out of the Halloween candy. We were on our way to tear in the corn. That shit was terrifying. I'll talk about that forever.
Yeah, for real.
Anyways, we're on our way to tear in the corn. And before we're leaving the house, and you just have handfuls of Twizzlers in the car, in your cup holders.
Yeah.
Then we get Dutch Bros, and I'm trying to get your Twizzlers out of the way. I was like, Jesus Christ, they're just never ending.
They're good, dude.
I mean, they're fine.
Who doesn't like a Twizzler? Actually, lots of people don't like Twizzlers.
Yeah, lots of people.
And don't I don't like know Twizzlers. Why.
I think it's an aftertaste thing.
Oh, I think it's a texture thing.
Probably, maybe both.
Poor Carol. what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, I think I'm gonna age fast. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm gonna get like really old really fast.
Me too.
I was looking at myself in Zoom today while I was talking to clients, and I was like, holy shit, I'm beautiful. Like, I look so good right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I was eating my soup, and I was like, oh, how am I? And granted, Zoom has features that like touch up things, right? So like, let's all like just it wasn't like anything super special, but like, you know, I had just gotten my hair done for a fuckload of money and a fuckload of time, and I love my hairdresser. She's like my favorite person besides you and the babies and I know the other person. God, what am I, like a fucking teenage girl having a crush? Like,
I either feel like a teenage girl or an 80-year-old woman. There's no in between.
Oh yeah, for sure. So yeah, I looked in Zoom and I was like, just had my hair done, had like a cute shirt on, had my makeup done, had my eyelashes on, and was like, I am so beautiful. And then I immediately was like, holy shit, this is not gonna last for very long, like at all. Like, I think I've got I'm so scared. I don't. Whatever.
See, I think I look youngish, but I don't feel it at all.
You look youngish. I always get people guess that I'm older than I am. And is that because I look old?
No. When I first meet somebody, I always make them guess my age because I think it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, it's slowly gotten to people guess that I'm older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
The worst that I got recently,
mm-hmm.
and by recently, I mean like the last 6 months. Someone told me at work that they thought I was 27. I was like,
how old I am, dude?
That was before my birthday, so I was 22.
Okay. She says, the worst I've heard is 27.
Yeah, but that ages me by 4 years.
I'm not lying to you when I tell you that maybe 3 months ago, a client told me that clients ask me how old I am, and I tend to not tell them because of reasons. Whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. And so I was like, I'm not going to tell you. And they're like, can I guess? And I was like, yeah. And then they were like, I'm going to guess for real. And I was like, yeah, guess for real, but I'm not going to tell you. Like, give me a real guess. And they were like, 42?
Oh, that's sad. You don't look 42.
Oh, that's sad.
That's just... You don't look 42, though. Like, at all. Like, if I didn't know your age, I would probably guess, like... Like, if, let's say I was a stranger, I would probably guess anywhere from, like, 24 to 28.
Okay. That's crazy. Like
age range.
Okay.
Based on how you look. But I would not say 40s. I wouldn't even say late 30s. Because you don't look it.
Well, thank you. I was like, all right, well, session's over. I'm just kidding. It was fine. That's a fucking crazy thing to say.
Actually, Bye.
Actually, no on the whole therapy thing.
Yeah. You know, we need to find a new therapist.
I don't screen out, but the one person I will screen out. Just kidding. We laughed about it. It was fine. But definitely an interesting comment to make. So yeah, I think I'm going to age quickly. And that's going to be a wild event. I'm looking at all these other things. Somebody just asked me on Facebook Marketplace so they can buy my bread box. Oh, Emmy, we only have a couple more minutes to... Yeah.
Oh. Buy your bread box that's sitting out there?
Yeah.
Well, now I clean.
Yeah. There's a bread box on the porch. There's some really good questions that ChatGPT came up with. Oh my god, there's so many questions. What's one lesson about life or relationships that you've learned from each other? Ooh, or, so that's question number one. Or, what are your hopes for each other going forward? That's number two. If you had to describe each other in three words, what would they be? Or, and that's number three. Or number four, what's one thing you want each other to remember no matter what?
That's a lot of options.
There's four.
Yeah. It's a lot of options. I don't like the first question.
Okay.
I don't think.
I don't even remember what the first one was.
I don't either. I remember hearing it.
What's one piece of advice you've given each other that's really stuck? Do you want to just say yes or no to each of these?
Sure.
What's one piece of advice you've given each other that's really stuck?
No.
What's one lesson about life or relationships that you've learned from each other?
Sure.
I don't remember what number three was. what are your hopes for each other? Did I ask that one? What are your hopes for... No, I didn't. I skipped that one. Oh, if you had to describe each other in three words, what would they be?
I'll answer that question.
No. What's one thing you want each other to remember no matter what?
Sure.
So you said sure to two of them. Now pick from the two. What's one thing you want each other to remember no matter what? Or what's one lesson that you learned from each other?
The lesson one.
You first. Was that even a yawn? You just opened your mouth and held it open. Nothing happened.
My yawns are silent. I don't know what to tell you. Anyways. I did yawn, though. That's
weird. Just held your mouth open.
That's not true.
I wish you all could see this. Just imagine holding your mouth open. No, like, she didn't yawn. She just...
I did yawn. And
looked at me the whole time.
I did yawn. But anyways, what's one lesson that I've learned from you? To not take shit from anybody.
Why did I do that?
I realize I can't see this. So I say that. I say to not take shit from anybody. And she looks at me dead serious and just points at me. I'm like, okay.
Listen, I,
why did you do that?
I mean, I don't know most of the things that I'm doing. Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, don't take shit, for sure. What's one lesson I've learned from you? To not take shit so seriously. Yeah.
Interesting. Yep.
And that's the podcast. Do you have any last things to say in the next 1 minute?
That's sisterhood for you, folks. Folks feels gross.
Folks.
I want to do like a cool like news lady sign off, and that wasn't it.
Outros are as bad as intros. Like,
that wasn't it.
You did a good job.
I don't know why I went with folks.
No, I like it.
I didn't.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I think you did the right thing there.
Thanks.
And that's sisterhood for you, folks. Listen. Thank you all for hanging out. We'll be back. I remembered about my podcast, and now, you know, I'll talk to 5 people in the next 5 weeks, and then I'll forget again for a year. Ooh! Actually, I'm hoping to not forget, but this was fun. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you live here.
Yep. I sure do.
I love you a lot.
I love you a lot.
You're my best friend.
This was fun.
This was fun. Okay, I'm gonna...
Okay, bye.
Bye! I do not even know how to end this thing. I'm not lying to you.